down in your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? How much more of this can we take?
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden returned to the campaign trail Friday and tried to put a positive spin on his widely panned debate performance.
I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know.
Prominent Democrats have continued to maintain their public support for Biden despite calls for him to drop out of the race. No ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on former President Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution. That ruling expected Monday. The court did issue several important rulings, including one that says a city ordinance banning sleeping outside does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment. Four people were killed, nine were hurt after a car crashed into a nail salon on New York's Long Island, and now authorities say the 64-year-old driver has been arrested for drunk driving. And baseball Hall of Famer Orlando Cepeda, best known for playing with the San Francisco Giants, died. This is ABC News. A new study reassures that heat treatment kills bird flu in cow's milk.
When bird flu was first detected in U.S. dairy cows earlier this year, there were no studies of whether heat treatment killed the virus in cow's milk. A study in April found dead remnants, but no live virus. The Food and Drug Administration was encouraged by studies on the pasteurization of eggs, which killed the virus. Smaller studies had mixed results, but a new, larger, more complex one at a federal research center in Athens, Georgia, indicated pasteurization does kill bird flu in milk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Study has not yet been published in a peer-reviewed journal. Tropical storm Beryl formed in the Atlantic Ocean could become the year's first hurricane in the Atlantic. There is a hurricane watch in Barbados. And comedian and actor Martin Mull died at 80. First became famous for his roles in Mary Hartman, and its spinoff Fernwood Tonight, later in shows like Roseanne and Arrested Development. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wildlife advocates are filing another legal challenge to Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Mike Moan reports.
A coalition announced the appeal this week, and it centers on how the management plan came together under the state DNR. A judge dismissed the original lawsuit earlier this spring. It accused an agency panel of breaking the rules for how it interacted with special interest groups tied to hunting. Melissa Smith with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife says by favoring certain voices, other wildlife groups are left behind.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
The coalition says the judge's decision conflicts with principles under the public trust doctrine. The Department of Natural Resources says it cannot respond to pending litigation. This legal activity comes a few months after federal officials opted to keep the gray wolf on the endangered species list. State law requires a wolf hunt if the animal is delisted from federal protections, but the new management plan doesn't include a goal with specific numbers. Instead, the plan focuses on sustainability. Meanwhile, Smith says she wants state rules to be consistent.
If you look at the deer plan, our Wisconsin deer plan, it states plain as day that deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something is held in a public trust and when something is not.
Hunting and farming groups contend the gray wolf population has grown too large, putting livestock at risk. But conservationists say these concerns are often overstated, that management efforts need to be rooted in science. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The 2024 Flammorama 50-50 raffle tickets are on sale now. The tickets are $1 each or 6 tickets for $5. The drawing will be Sunday, August 4th at 2 p.m. under the celebration tent. Purchase your tickets from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce office or call 715-762-2703 for more information and additional ticket locations.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Another Brewers Grand Slam. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at American Family Field. Three Brewers have now hit Grand Slams this week. Reese Hoskins, Jake Bauer, and this time it was rookie Jackson Churio, bottom of the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
The 1-2, Churio in the air. Left field. It is gone. They've done it again. The Grand Slam crew.
It's Churio's first career Grand Slam. Pat Murphy on the 20-year-old's progress.
You've watched it. You know, the kid is learning, and he's made the most of his opportunities lately, and you can see why. You know, our people decided to sign him long-term.
The Cubs fall to 38-45 on the season and remain in last place. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I think we got to plan on scoring more runs. You know, we've got to score more runs. No question about it. That's a part of this for sure.
Again, the Brewers with a 4-2 win from American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. Partial sunshine for tomorrow, still a chance of storms and highs in the upper 60s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Broadcasting on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, wherever you get your podcasts, or watch on YouTube.
Well, we're here at the 2024 Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic.
Presented by Onyx. Know where you stand with Onyx.
And our guest now is Jeremy Smith.
I fish, I hunt, and always will.
It's just a lookout for your everyday hunter, angler, and trapper that's out there.
A Fish on Forever production. This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Pro Bowl center for the Detroit Lions, Frank Ragnow, going to be joining us on the show this week. We're really excited about it. I dare you to play that Vikings horn when he's on, Dan.
He could probably beat me up.
What, you think? 6'5", 300 pounds.
Have you seen me?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't stand a chance.
How do you know?
We're going to talk fishing with Frank. We'll talk NFL, too, and we'll get some fishing reports from around the region, including Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods coming up later in the show. And we're going to talk about essential gear that we're going to be taking with on some of our Canadian fishing trips. But first, Dan, who are the sponsors this week on the show?
Invergrove Toyota. They are the official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever. When looking for a new truck, head to Invergrove Toyota. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. Plan a trip for this open water season at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Onyx Hunt. See private land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Onyx Hunt app today. Tazen Lake Lodge. Season is open. Catch world record lake trout and giant pike at Saskatchewan's Tazen Lake. Learn more at TazenLake.com. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Catch it all at Devil's Lake. Prairie Sportsman. The new season is wrapped up. You can watch episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel or check your TV guide for local air times. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fish Devil's Lake. Stay at Haybale Heights this summer. Learn more at HaybaleHeights.com. And Guardian Eagle Resort. Come fish the Ontario waters of Guardian Eagle Resort. Fly directly from Minneapolis. Learn more at GuardianEagle.com.
David, a couple years ago, we took a trip up to Devil's Lake. We need to get one of those planned again.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Yes, that was a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun up there. Devil's Lake, North Dakota, new sponsor here on our show. We're very happy to have them on board. So check out Devil's Lake, of course, North Dakota, and plan a summer trip there as well. And we've got a lot of trips planned this year. That's David Eckhart and Dan Amundson, by the way, joining us here on the show. And I want to talk to you guys a little bit about packing for these trips. Unfortunately, you're not coming with us on these trips, David, but Dan and I have three Canadian trips back to back to back with just a couple of days in between. So it's a lot of travel. It's a lot of border crossing. It's a couple of them are flying trips. They're all pretty remote, actually. And I have a feeling, Dan, we're going to be dealing with bugs and mosquitoes a lot on this trip.
Bugs. Yeah, it is what it is. So thank goodness for the modern technology of pesticide.
Thermacell is where I thought you were going with that. But
well, those are nice too.
Yeah, there are. I still call them a game changer. Unreal. But I am going to spray all my clothes in permethrin anyway.
I think that's a smart thing to do. You know, like the Sitka Equinox Guard stuff that we wear turkey hunting. We wore that in Alabama hog hunting too. That kept all. I didn't deal with bugs hardly. You know, I sat all night in a pig blind, I guess, box blind. A field in Alabama and didn't hardly deal with mosquitoes at all. That stuff's really nice and no ticks.
No ticks. And that guy that we had, he came out. He just walked out to the blind once and walked back and had five ticks on him.
Yeah. Jeez. We had zero. We were out there two nights in a row all night. Yeah. So that stuff's really nice. And if you don't want to pay for that, you can just spray some permethrin on. That Sitka has some extra features, though, like the built-in gaiters in the pants so the ticks can't crawl up your legs, stuff like that. Super slick. But, yeah, thermocells, permethrin, all that stuff, it's important. It's a comfort thing, so you're not getting chased off the water by bugs, but it's also a health thing. You know, ticks are obviously scary with Lyme disease and the red meat allergy. I can't think
Lone
of that.
Lone Star tick.
The Lone Star tick, but I can't think of what the...
Oh, the allergy. I just call it the red meat allergy.
Yeah, it's, whatever it is. That's terrifying.
Yeah, very scary.
Malaria is not really a giant threat around here, but hey.
Is West Nile still a thing?
Probably.
It is. I don't know. Like, I really don't think there's a giant threat with Minnesota mosquitoes, but hey, I don't want to get bit. I don't want to be patient zero, so...
Anything's possible.
Heck, you could start a pandemic.
So it's
an election year.
Alpha gal syndrome, I think it's, or alpha gal. Oh, I don't know how you say that. Alpha gal syndrome. It's an allergy to non-catarrhine mammalian meat, or something like
Follow
that.
Follow the science.
Yeah. <Red meat. laughs> No thanks. Not for me. Speaking of Sitka, I've been wearing those grinder pants every day for the last 10 years or whatever. I love them. I have like 10 pairs of them. But
that's good to clarify, because sometimes it looks like you never change your pants in any day of your life.
They're all the same color.
Yeah.
I just have a bunch of different pairs of the same colored Sitka pants. But I ordered some more off the Sitka site the other day, and I wanted to try some a little bit different. And they have these everyday pants, and they almost remind me of jeans in a sense, but they're not. They're almost a little bit of a stretchy material. It's a gusseted crotch, according to the description. I'm not 100% sure what that means. But I put them on, and I'm like, there's no way these are going to be... I bought it the wrong size. I bought them too small. They're going to be super tight.
Yeah, I really thought I got a new pair of pants.
Yeah, so did I. And I ordered two of them, so I'm like, dang it. Mm. And then I wore them for a little bit. I'm like, actually, they kind of stretch out a little bit, and they actually fit pretty well. So I kind of like them. And they're not, you know, when you talk about like sick of prices and things like that, it's not too bad. And they're kind of nice. So I bought two pairs. So I think these will be my go-to pants.
Your everyday pants?
Oh, see what you did there.
Comedy.
Dan, where's your new favorite sun hat, by the way? Because you got to go. You got to put that on and show everybody.
Someone throw it to me.
Yeah, for sure. We've been really trying to be good about the sun. So we've got the new sun shirts in our store. Find a link to our store below here, or go to sportingjournalradio.com and click on store, and you can see their SPF or UPF or whatever the sun protection is for these shirts. To I think they're 50 or something like that, but they got the nice big oversized hood.
It's floppy hat season.
You know, my dad's been wearing a hat like that for years, and he's like, you need to get one of these hats to protect your neck and your face and all that. My dad's dealt with skin cancer on his face, so I listen to him when he says that, but I haven't been able to bring myself to wear a bucket hat like that. And Dan, we got some recently from Cass King.
You know, it's funny, actually, when your parents were still doing their Hawaii trips, my fishing hat was a hat like this from Hawaii. It had some fish on it with a really, really long name that nobody could ever pronounce on it. That, like, we'd go catch crappies in Wisconsin, and that's what I would wear. And then I probably had it blow off in the boat too many times, so I transitioned to the ball cap. But, you know, I used to make fun of people for wearing hats like this, or the fishing gloves, or the buffs. And now I've just known too many people that have dealt with melanoma, and it's cancer. It's scary stuff.
You see every fishing guide has got the tan line, the sunglass tan lines, right? You know, and
should we look at my feet?
Or the sandal, croc tan lines. There it is.
Ow! I think I'm pulling a muscle.
So We've got the buffs in our store too. You can get those here, get them wherever. And then actually ordered, got some of the whitewater gloves right here. And I never really liked the idea of wearing gloves, especially in the summer when it's hot out. But man, if you spend a lot of time out there fishing, the back of your hands get burned, and it's not good for you.
No, or your thighs.
Yeah. Just, you know, that's why tops of your knees.
Yeah, back when I was big into trolling, oh my goodness, day three of a fishing trip, I would wear pants even if it was hot and I didn't have like warm weather pants just because my thighs were so roasted. I don't like sunscreen in my boat.
No.
You know, the spray scares me because if you spray it in the boat, it might get on electronic screens. And David, you and I have talked about that. That can like torch your screen.
And bug spray.
Same with bug spray, yeah.
So if it gets on your hands or your baits or anything like that, fishing's going to get real tough for you. So I know a lot of guys will put it on before they leave and then maybe try to wash their hands a little bit so you remove some of that smell. But that is tough. But take care of yourself out there in the sun.
Yeah. I'd rather have you put sunscreen on and not catch fish and wreck your electronics than not put sunscreen on and die of skin cancer.
And honestly, I wear pants now all the time anyway. I don't wear shorts anymore really when I fish. And a lot of that is not just the sun, but also black flies and mosquitoes and all that other stuff.
You do complain of it being hot when it's like above 47 degrees, though.
Yeah, so that's true. That's because it gets hot.
I can't even look at you in that hat and take you seriously.
I'm giving all of this like serious protect your life advice.
I can't even see your eyes.
Can't see my eyes. Just pretend I'm Wilson.
It's a
Home Improvement. Home Improvement. Yeah, I couldn't remember if that was just the name of a volleyball or if that was also
Garmin InReach. If you're going to be anywhere remote, have some sort of way to connect, and it's nice. This account with Garmin, anyway, I can turn it on and turn it off. So when I go to Tazan, I'm going to be out in the middle of nowhere. I can turn it on, pay for a month's worth of service, and then when I come back home, I can turn it off. It's pretty slick. And Dan, I don't know if you have one over there, but I wanted to talk about that Tinder Maker from Smith's Consumer Products because
the app.
Yes, I was like, what are you talking? Smith's has an app now?
No, I don't know what you mean, but it had the cadence of a joke.
Yeah, it's a way, it's got a striker, it's got a way, it looks like a cheese grater on one side, and maybe you can pull it up on the internet there, Dan, and you can shave off some tinder, essentially from a log or a branch, and then use that to help start a fire, basically, and then there's a striker in there. It's a really handy little deal. They've been selling these things like crazy. In fact, they've been out of stock a lot, so if you see these things in stock, get yourself one on order, because they are pretty neat little kits, and they're $12, and they're small. But having a way to start a fire in the middle of nowhere, if lighter runs out of juice, or it's windy, or it's wet, or something like that, you can't start a fire, you'll be happy that you had one of these things there. All right, we got to tell you about our video to watch here in 1 second, but real quick, Toyota in Invergrove Heights in the Twin Cities has a deal with us, Fish Hunt Forever, so you can save money on your next Toyota, whether it's a Tundra, Tacoma, Camry, Highlander, whatever, used or new, $500 additional trade-in allowance. They already have low prices on their new trucks, and we'll get you $250 off the lowest advertised price for the summer. Go to our website and look for the Tundra deal and click on that. We'll put a link below here if you're watching this on YouTube as well, to save money on your next Toyota at Invergrove Toyota.
Video of the week.
Last year, Linder Media came out to Tazan Lake Lodge and filmed Linder's Angling Edge, right? Also the Canadian Nailed experience it. While we're up there. But right now, you can watch that episode on YouTube. It's a good one. Check it out on the Linder YouTube channel. Look for Linder's Angling Edge at Tazan Lake Lodge. All right, we're really excited. Frank Ragnow is going to join us. When we come back, do not go anywhere. If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing, Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Presented by OnX.
Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, we're back here on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or maybe by watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much. If you like what we're doing, make sure you hit subscribe, share this with your friends, like, and maybe comment below. We're pretty excited about our next guest. We've been talking about having him on this show for a while. There's only a certain time of the year, though, that we could probably get him on because he's busy with his real job, and that's Frank Ragnow right now, the center, Pro Bowl center for the Detroit Lions. Ladies and gentlemen, the crowd goes wild. I thought we could have like the
Wait, whoa. What was the boo?
Yeah. Let's see.
First down Vikings.
Oh my goodness. I wasn't informed of this before I came on. I'm out of here.
He didn't agree to this. We have to give you a little bit of a hard time, but obviously you're playing for Detroit. And I'll tell you what, there's been maybe one time on my hands that I can count, one finger that I can count on the times I've cheered for the Detroit Lions. And that was this year, or this past season anyway. Obviously, we're Viking fans here. We grew up watching the Vikings. But it's been fun to watch you over there, and it was fun to see what you guys did with the Lions last season, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's fun winning. Let me tell you, we've had some tough years in my career, and to be able to be part of the team that kind of turns it around and kind of establishes the new culture has been a lot of fun, and last year was amazing. It was so cool to see how the city reacted, and really, like, I feel like maybe this is dramatic, but it really felt like the whole country kind of was low-key rooting for us in a way. So it felt very, very special, and hopefully this year we could be taking it to another further step.
Yeah. We're all sick of the Chiefs winning, so
yeah.
And Chiefs, Lions,
and we hate the Packers.
Yeah,
and not really a big fan of the Bears, and you know the Lions always play Minnesota tough, especially in Detroit. But I'll tell you what, it's like if you look at our division, it's the Lions are the team I dislike the least, maybe. I don't know if that's what I'm saying.
So nice of you. Thank you so much.
Nah, it's all in fun, and it was a lot of fun to watch you guys. And to see, you know, you had to root for the Lions because it's obviously been a struggle with that club for a long time, and to see you guys succeed, it was fun to watch. As disappointing as the Minnesota seasons are over and over again, you know, we usually have a decent record most of the time anyway, but we're always disappointed in the end, it seems like. So it was fun to see what you guys did there last year.
I really appreciate it.
But and I want to talk fishing. Obviously, this is an outdoor show, so we're going to talk fishing because that's you know, obviously maybe your first love, your second love, what you like to do in your spare time. But let's just talk a little bit about who you are. So you're from Victoria originally?
Correct. From Victoria, Minnesota. Grew up there, went to Chanhassen High School, and then went to the University of Arkansas, and then was drafted to Detroit. And I've been in Detroit for going on 7 years.
That's awesome, man. So did the Gophers try to recruit you?
Yep. Jerry Kill was the coach when I was getting recruited, and they recruited me pretty hard, and I was pretty close to going there. I love Coach Kill, and had a great relationship, and I kind of had a really close relationship with my parents and didn't really want to leave home, but
sure.
My dad actually was the one kind of encouraged me to kind of branch out and at least look at other schools outside the state, and I visited Arkansas and kind of fell in love with the campus and the place, and the rest is history.
Where in Arkansas is that campus at?
Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like right when the Ozarks and everything. It's really beautiful.
Now, it had to be tough to see all those ducks flying around in the fall when you're in Arkansas.
Yeah, Stuttgart. Yeah, that's a tough. There's a lot of opportunities there that you got to say no to. Believe me, the fall. There's some of the greatest fishing opportunities, some of the greatest hunting opportunities, and I'm working. One day.
Right. this is not in any way comparable to what you did, but I worked a lot in the fall for my job when I was doing radio in Fargo, and we were the flagship for the NDSU Bison football team up there, and you know they had a pretty good run, winning some national championships there. So every other Saturday in September and October, I had to be at the Fargo Dome on Saturday mornings, and I was just like, it was fun to watch the team, but I was just hating life. What, getting text messages from all my buddies shooting limits of mallards and cornfields. I'm like, come on. It's painful.
Just itching. Yeah. I feel you.
Is Arkansas, is it true that you never allowed a sack in college, your whole time in college?
That is true. Lucky.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's awesome. You know, and then the other fun fact we learned about you today is that you've fallen through the ice while ice fishing.
Did you guys watch that video?
Of course. No. So you got a YouTube channel, Grizzly Man Outdoors. So we were checking out a few of them on there. And yeah, you fell through. Frank, you're 6'5", 311 pounds. All right. You can't go ice fishing until February. Okay.
Yeah, I've learned that. Learned that the hard way.
So tell us about that. What happened? Is it early ice?
It was actually not early ice. It was, I want to say it was December or January even. And I was just being I think I said in the video a jack wagon, but holy smokes, was I being a jack wagon. Just kind of messing around. And I knew that I'd fished this pond in the summer, and I knew that there were largemouth in there. So I'm like, all right, well, let's take my drill out there and see what we can do. Didn't get a chance to see.
Well, it looked like at least it was fairly shallow where you were.
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, I'm under 6 foot and a 170 on a good day, and the fire department's had to pull me off the ice, so because we floated.
That does make me feel a little. I was feeling a little thick, a little husky there, so that helps.
That was an early ice Red Lake situation.
Yeah. Good times.
So, growing up in Minnesota, did you always fish? Did your family fish?
Yeah, I think it's one of the biggest blessings that I've. It's kind of all I've known since growing up. My dad was a huge fisherman. My grandfather was a huge fisherman. My great-grandfather was a huge fisherman. My great-grandfather bought a cabin in Northwest Ontario that you can only get to by boat or plane, and we've been going up there since I can remember, and it's kind of always been a part of who I am, and I think it's the biggest blessing in the world.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the same way that I got introduced to it too. And I feel very fortunate. You know, not everybody has that type of situation. So I feel very fortunate about it. So does that lake in Ontario then, does that have lake trout in it or what? Cause you kind of got bit by the lake trout bug, didn't you?
Oh, I'm all in on lake trout. I am obsessed with lake trout. Yeah, that has lake trout. Not really the giant monsters, but a good average size. And then, it's got great walleye, great musky, northern. It's just your classic shield lake.
Well, we were hoping to get you up to Tazan this year. Maybe we'll have to look into that next year because it's those big lake trout. I'm the same, you know, growing up here in Minnesota, unless you were spending a lot of time up, you know, up in the Arrowhead or up in northern Minnesota, we didn't really have the chance to fish lake trout much. And when we did, we ice fished them a little bit and caught some okay fish. But man, once I caught one of those big, that first trip to Tazan, I caught one that was, you know, in the 50s. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to fish anywhere else for anything else anymore. Like, it's.
I can't even fathom that. I think I'd cry. It's addicting. I'm right there with you. It is something so special. I love them. And they're all so unique and have their own story. I just think they're such a cool fish.
They're fun. They get a bad rap on like Lake Michigan. I know we do some of the All Canada shows down there in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Lake Chicago. And we try to tell these guys that fish Lake Michigan that, you know, come to Saskatchewan to fish for lake trout. And they're like, oh, well, I don't like those grease balls. And it's like, it's a completely different way of fishing than they do in the Great Lakes most of the time. You know, we're not trolling eight rods out there trying to catch salmon. You know, we're jigging for these big fish, or we're trolling big baits on the bottom. You're holding on to the rod and then holding on for dear life generally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not them big noodle rods doing the charters out there, skidding them across the surface. This is a real fight.
Yeah. Have you done some Canadian lake trout trips then? It looks like you've traveled a little bit.
I've been up in northern Manitoba quite a bit. I've done Baker's Narrows Lodge. I did that this year. I go up to Wekusko Falls Lodge up there, and I've done some lake trout up there, walleye up there, kind of everything. And I've gone to my cabin a bunch. Like that lake trout right there is my cabin in Northwest Ontario. And
nice.
I've just got the bug. I will do anything for them.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about what we can see on your channel, because you've traveled around a little bit fishing for different species, some saltwater stuff, and then you've had some other NFL players and coaches with you, including, we just learned about Jared Goff's hook sets today, actually.
So, isn't that funny? The thing is, guys, he still thinks there's nothing wrong with that. He thinks it's dialed, and he thinks it's the best hook set in the world, and I love it. He is fun to fish with. He loves it too.
That's awesome. Well, I want to ask you a little bit more about that when we come back. We're taking a quick break. Frank Ragnow is our guest here on Sporting Journal Radio. We'll be right back.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Hey, we got a place for you to go fish in Ontario as well. You want to catch walleyes, you want to catch pike. In Ontario, Guardian Eagle Resort is a place. Bring the family, fish for walleyes, pike on 75,000 acres of private water. And you can fly direct from Minneapolis. So if you're watching this in the Twin Cities, you can go right on a charter plane in Anoka, jump on the plane, and fly direct to their island where their lodge is at. They have their own runway right there. It's a 3,000-foot concrete runway right at the lodge. So it's a fly-in place, and you can fly in directly from the Twin Cities. Learn more at guardianeagle.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Hi, this is Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop in Minocqua with today's Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Experienced some sun on Monday the 24th and didn't know what to think. Some warmer temps and small window of dry is nice, though rain happened last night and it's forecasted again for Thursday and Friday before a nice weekend the last 2 days of June. Fishing has picked up even while sitting under this full moon period. Largemouth bass, very good. Working weeds of 8 to 14 feet using wacky worms and Ned rigs and creature baits. Topwater action has been hot on those warm, muggy evenings using whopper ploppers and jitterbugs. Smallmouth bass have been very good. After getting schooled in my own boat by a trout fisherman from Minnesota who'd never used a Ned rig till I gave him one, 10 to nothing before I conceded and tied one on also, all I can report is Ned rigs, Ned rigs, Ned rigs for smallies. Not finding many rockfish, almost all along coontail edges of 12 to 14 feet. Walleye action's been good, deep weed edges and big leeches. Got schooled again on the same day, this time by my wife on slip bobbers while I jig. 20 to 2, be a while before she gets in my boat again. Work outside coontail edges 14 to 18 feet. Slowly motor till you find a hod hovering over sand grass from standing weeds. Drift leeches 1 to 2 feet off the bottom below a float and have the husband net the fish so he has no time to jig for himself. More advice? Contact Miss Know-It-All. There have been some reports of mayfly hatches. The willow had a big one that has shut down some walleye bites. Sometimes due to wind, it's hard to tell if these hatches are occurring on the lee side of the lake. Motor around a little bit before you really get settled in. Expect more of this as these waters warm this week. Well, that's all I've got today for Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. This is Kurt and good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
I'm going to jump in here quick and chat with Pete from Wheelway because we've got a lot of great things going on at Wheelway this summer. Folks need their oil change, Pete. Oil changes have gotten a little bit expensive some places. You guys are doing it right down there. Tell us what you got for oil changes.
Well, we're still holding the price firm. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, and we have many other discounts available going until the end of July.
Now, with summer travel coming up, that oil change includes a complete checkover of a lot of different points on the vehicle, right?
Correct. 60-point inspection test. We'll be able to look over the vehicle. The mechanic will let you know exactly if you need air filters, transmission change, a lot of many different things that cover that 60-point inspection test.
People should hang on to that flyer, too, that they got, because there's a lot of discounts in that flyer, right?
A lot of savings, absolutely. Many discounts, those coupons end July 31st, pretty much covers everything that your car would need to be fixed and roadworthy. 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Yeah, Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. Partial sunshine for tomorrow, still a chance of storms and highs in the upper 60s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back, Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the network by demand. Any podcast service out there, you can find this show or watching it on YouTube. Our guest right now is Detroit Lions center Frank Ragnow, also Grizzly Man Outdoors on YouTube. We're talking fishing right now and a little bit about the NFL, because right before the break, we talked about a video you did with Jared Goff. And looks like you've had some other NFL players and coaches out there with you. And is that a situation where you're saying, hey, you know, you're in the locker room, anybody want to go fishing? You know, in the summer, in the off season, or are they coming up to you and like, man, I watched you catch that lake trout. I want to do that.
Yeah, you know, I think it started off me kind of having to beg some guys to get out there. And because we live over in Detroit, we're right next to Lake St. Clair, which is an incredible fishery. And I'm like, hey, guys, this could be pretty fun. And then they started seeing my Instagram posts. And now, not to brag here, they're asking me and they're begging me. So it's pretty cool to be able to introduce some of those guys to that fishery and see them get a hack at it. And some of them struggle and some of them pick it up pretty naturally.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, just the whole introducing new people to fishing, honestly, you talk about that in all aspects of the outdoor world, but to be able to do it, you know, in that situation is pretty neat. And are there some guys that have surprised you that are pretty good anglers that you've taken out?
There's been some guys that's pretty funny. They're like, they will tell me, oh yeah, I fish all the time, I grew up fishing, and then they got their spinning reel upside down reeling backwards. I'm like, oh yeah, you must fish a bunch. But yeah, there's some solid guys. A couple of my coaches pretty dialed fishing. Jared Goff, actually, as much as I make fun of his hook sets, he actually knew what he was doing and could cast at least and do all that. But most of them are pretty raw, I'd say.
How important is taking somebody like that out? You know, a relationship between a teammate for one thing, but a center and a quarterback, that's got to be a great way to bond with somebody like that.
100%, because it's I don't think people even realize the importance of our relationship when it comes to understanding our scheme, defensive scheme, and all that stuff going on. We got to be able to think very much alike and understand what each other are thinking. So it's a good opportunity for us to be able to get away from football but still expand our relationship and understand how each other works and enjoy some free time together. I think it's amazing.
So we've got some friends with the Vikings that wanted to hear more about some of those schemes. Is that?
Yeah, I'll just email you guys the playbook. Just let me know.
Just send the playbook over. That'd be cool. So it's June here, almost the end of June, I suppose. OTAs, or when do you have to report to training camp? When do football activities start, and how much time do you get yet to fish this year?
So we just finished up OTAs. They finish up around like early June. So last week and a half, I finished up OTAs and mini camp, and then we report for training camp July 23rd, and then it's full speed, no more fishing, no more anything but ball. So this is kind of my window to really kind of grind it out. I still have to be working out every day, but my opportunity to be able to get out there and try to do a little fishing.
Well, we don't have a gym at Tazen, but we've got some boats on shore, so you could just maybe
find some logs.
we'll cut some wood.
The fish are the workout.
Yes. There you go.
Nailed it.
No, that's what it is.
That's perfect. So yeah, I suppose. I mean, who was it during their bye week? Carson Wentz, I think, a couple of years ago during his bye week. Didn't he go duck hunting in North Dakota?
Sounds about right.
So when's your bye week? Maybe we can schedule a fishing trip trip in there.
Ours is early this year. I think it's first week of October.
We'll be in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, we will be in Saskatchewan.
We'll be around Tobin if you want to catch walleyes and pike.
If you want to come up. Maybe shoot some geese or something.
Don't tell me with a good time, Phil.
Offer's there. Let's go.
You Vikings fans, I might end up getting hurt on my bye week or something. It'll be tough to explain to Coach Campbell.
Be written into your contract, your next contract. No hanging around Vikings fans during the season.
You're not allowed to go back to Minnesota ever.
Yeah, watch out for sharp hooks.
Whoops. We're all barbless at Taz, and you'll be fine.
That's right. Have you ever had any weird fishing injuries?
I've had some pretty bad tennis elbow. I'm not going to lie, which has been tough to explain from jigging and stuff. But otherwise, I've been able to escape pretty clean.
I know you want to come up to Taz, and that's probably be one of your answers. But what other bucket list fishing trips do you have? Where else would you like to go?
Oh, that's tough. Tazen's definitely number one bucket list. Lake Trout has been huge. I'm kind of starting to get the musky itch a little bit, so it'd be cool to get up to I think Lac Seul would be cool, or somewhere up there, and chase muskies. I really don't discriminate, to be honest, but right now I currently definitely have the lake trout itch. I'd love to get all over Canada. I think Canada is so cool, and there's so many beautiful places to go. So really anywhere chasing fish up there, you can. A monster pike would be sick. I'd love, the biggest pike I've caught is 40 inches. I think it'd be cool to catch a 45 plus. That would be so sweet. I know you can do that at Tazen too, so it looks like Tazen's the answer.
Yeah, let's get you up there next year. Let's get something figured out. And I'll be honest, and I'm not going to knock bass fishing, but I know there's so many, when you hear about some of these professional athletes that fish, a lot of them are bass fishing. And I suppose that's partly just because of the increased opportunity for bass around the country. And a lot of guys are probably from the South, grew up doing that. But it's so cool to hear somebody that, you know, like yourself, that's into lake trout, because you just don't hear that very often. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I grew up and I was a kid, bike over to ponds in Minnesota and lakes and do a lot of largemouth fishing. And then I definitely still do some smallmouth bass fishing, but I'm all on the big predators, lake trout, pike, muskie, walleye. That is my fix.
It's so much fun. What can people talk about your YouTube channel? What made you decide to start it? What you want to do with it? And if there's anything that we might see on it, in the future, what do you want to put out on there?
You know, growing up, the dream has always been make it to the NFL. Kind of since I can remember, started playing football, it was always NFL. And I grew up, my room was purple and yellow. I was a diehard Vikings fan. I used to write down note cards of every player and know every stat, and I always wanted to be that. But part of the dream was also my dad, my brother, and I to have our own fishing show. And unfortunately, when I was a junior in college, my dad had a heart attack and passed away. And it kind of shook us pretty hard. But me and my brother kind of always have wanted to carry out that dream of kind of doing the show. And I don't really know exactly how I came up with the name Grizzly Man Outdoors, but we came up with the name, and I watch everything on YouTube to fishing, hunting. It's kind of my addiction, so I've always kind of had a dream to kind of get it going. So I started the channel, and I'm trying to, I guess, use my platform right now, because I know that I'm very fortunate right now to have a pretty large platform of Lions fans and then fans all over the country, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm kind of trying to use that, leverage that to kind of springboard maybe whenever I'm done into my next career of having my own show. We'll see. I obviously right now it's tough, you know. The main thing is the main thing, and that's football. But every once in a while, I try to pound out some episodes, and I do. I had cameramen. I've had myself filming. I love to do it on my own, but I also understand the quality definitely helps the viewer. So I'm kind of right now in the experimenting phase, trying to get out content, but also trying to have fun with it and use it. So hopefully one day that's kind of the main show.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your dad, of course. And you know, going back to that. I suppose high school time. When did you start to think that the NFL was going to be reality?
You know, I was a pretty decent recruit. I was recruited all over the country, but I'd still at that point, you know, I couldn't really fathom it. And then, you know, my freshman year at Arkansas, training camp was tough. Going from Minnesota down south, let's just say the skill level was definitely noticeable. And I struggled in training camp, but then I worked hard and things started rolling. And then I was very fortunate to be a freshman All-American. And then that's when I kind of realized that, hey, this is a real thing. And people were talking to me about looking at agents and all this stuff. And my dad was one of those like super fans. He had Google alerts, and every article ever written about me, he would get a text and be like, and let me know, hey, here's what this so-and-so is saying about this and that. So that's when we kind of realized that the dream was a reality.
That's awesome, man. Well, you know, congratulations on all the success. And it is important to have a plan. You know, when you talk about the average NFL career is what, 3 years or something like that? Yeah. It's important to have a game plan for after, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you see a lot of guys really get their identity wrapped up in football. And I'm not saying that I'm not all in on football or anything, but I also know I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I love fishing. I love the outdoors. I love deer hunting. I love so many things. And I think it's a blessing. I think it's going to, whenever that day does come, it's going to make that transition easier because I have passions that I can link out to. And I think you see today that a lot of those guys kind of struggle with their identity.
Yeah. What to do next. That's tough, especially when it's all they've known. I played football and baseball, and I started playing baseball, I think, when I was 3. And, you know, growing up, that's all I wanted to do was play professional baseball. And obviously didn't work out for me, but I can imagine for the guys that do, when you start that young and that's all you know. And for some of these guys, especially, you know, baseball players or NFL or hockey players, they're playing it year round a lot of times, or going to camps or training. Like it's a year round thing. So when that comes to an end, I mean, I'm sure that's pretty tough. So if your game plan can be hunting and fishing, though, you're way ahead of the game. First of all, I think that's brilliant. Perfect choice.
Not a bad transition, eh? That's the dream. That is the dream.
Not bad at all. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I really appreciate you coming on. Let's talk off air about Tazen, and I wish you all the success this fall and this upcoming season. And you know, if you ever get a chance to play for the Vikings, we'd love to see you over here too. But we will quietly cheer for you over in Detroit.
I'm pretty sure like the whole angler community is Detroit Lions fans. Doesn't matter if you even like football at all, but I've seen some of your posts and seen some of the other anglers that are commenting on it. I'm pretty sure every angler, at least in Minnesota, is a Lion, on the Lions bandwagon. I'll happily jump on.
For sure.
Yeah, so. I appreciate it. You know, you guys had Jason Mitchell up there last year. It's been cool. He's a diehard Lions fan, and it's been cool to be able to meet him through that. And it's been cool. It's a cool community. What a blessing the outdoors are to bring people together, and I'm very fortunate to, I guess, represent some of us. So it's I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Well, Grizzly Man Outdoors on YouTube. You can also follow him on this Detroit Lions team, I guess. And Frank Ragnow, thanks again. And let's do it again sometime. All right, if you're looking for a world-class walleye fishing destination this summer, check out Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where the walleye bite remains strong even through the dog days of summer. Visit devilslakend.com to learn more and to get your trip planned.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Pure Earth Worm Farm and Greenhouse in Phillips is your go-to headquarters for your organic growing needs. They produce premium quality worm castings and biochar. Pure Earth has organic potting mix, enhanced sifted topsoil, organic vegetables and flowers, and free organic consulting. If you're looking for a tasteful, nutritious vegetables for your family or a less organic, chemical-free lawn, go see Pure Earth Worm Farm and Greenhouse. Find them at W6751 Springs Drive in Phillips, next to Price Electric, or call them at 715-820-2384.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill. Our award-winning golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. All of our upcoming tournaments are listed on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Have you been out to try the new items on our menu? Our appetizer menu boasts beef tenderloin tips, ahi tuna, duck wontons, and more. We also have a great selection of fresh salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, and don't forget about our homemade pizza. We have been told it is the best in the Northwoods. We also offer Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F in Phillips. We hope to see you soon.
Hey folks, it's Big G, inviting you to join me this Saturday, June 29th, for a live broadcast from 12 to 2 on 98Q Country at Lena's Northern Pines and Resorts Grand Opening in Butternut, Wisconsin. Lena and Frank Matola are kicking things off with a Friday fish fry at 3 p.m. And there's breakfast buffet both Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Register to win Brewer tickets, Wisconsin Dell attraction packages, and more. See you this Saturday at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort, located on Lakeshore Drive in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Rev up your engines at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.99, complete with up to 6 quarts, plus a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Add tire rotation for just $24.99, and enjoy free tire rotations for life of the tires with any tire purchase. Ask about our oil change loyalty program and rest easy with 24/7 towing. Visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin to help support the Old Abe Memorial Park Project.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. Partial sunshine for tomorrow, still a chance of storms and highs in the upper 60s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Eligible members of Ag Country Farm Credit Services are receiving a special second patronage payment of 0.5% in May to celebrate a successful 2023. That's in addition to the 1% patronage payment they received in March. Altogether, Ag Country members are receiving a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, we are back on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the network and maybe watching this on YouTube. Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism is going to join us right now, Joe. And I know summer, I can't believe we're as far into, I know summer just started, really, when you think about it. But I feel like summer is already starting to move back pretty fast. And, you know, pretty soon it's going to be July. It's going to be the old dog days of summer. I know we're planning to come up there in August. And I always tell people when they talk about August fishing, especially walleye fishing in Minnesota, like, oh, it gets hot, you know, and the walleye fishing gets tough. And I've had some of my, like, I've gone to Lake, we used to do those Lake of the Woods trips all the time in the summer. When we'd go in the summer, it was always in August. And we always smashed big fish up there in August, Joe. Like, it doesn't, like, at all, I'm not going to say fishing gets better in August, but it doesn't get worse, that's for sure.
No, it sure doesn't. You know, July and August, both months are really, really good up at Lake of the Woods. And here's the kicker is that, you know, in July and August, you know, you got a few things working on normal, like, inland lakes that make it really hard to consistently catch walleyes. Those walleyes get scattered. You get weed growth that really gets high. And then you have millions and millions of these small fish that have hatched this year, perch and other species that are just prime time eating size. So you're competing with millions and millions of these little bait fish. And so it's much more difficult to catch these walleyes on these inland lakes. Whereas, you know, Lake of the Woods, we have some advantages, of course. And, you know, one of the advantages is we have 10 million walleyes are estimated at that. And, you know, that obviously helps. A little bit. And then, you know, you don't have the weed growth. I mean, you know, yeah, we have weeds in some areas, but I mean, really, we're fishing big flat basins and, you know, those fish will get deeper, but you can go out there and you can see them on electronics and they're in big schools and it's stained water. So the fish bite during the day. You don't have to be out at night when there's, you know, mosquitoes and everything. And, you know, it just, there's a lot of advantages that way. And July and August are prime time months for Lake. I know people that they plan their trips for July and August. In fact, if you're a troller and you love trolling crankbaits out in no man's land, August is the month. I mean, people will go out there with lead core line, or they use a heavy bottom launcher, like a 4 ounce bouncer and a 6 foot piece of mono and a shallow diving crank. Or if you have downriggers on your boat, some people have those now. But you know, they'll get out in that basin. And, you know, that big Traverse Bay is what we're talking about, you guys. That's a big part of Lake of the Woods, the big open basin. And that is about 30 miles north-south by 25 miles east-west. The deepest spot in Big Traverse is only 38 feet deep. That means the whole thing is full of life. So you'll get out there and you'll have, you know, sometimes when you're amongst fish in life, you'll look at your sonar. And honest to goodness, it's almost like simulation mode where you'll have schools of bait fish up elevated. Then you'll have hook, 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 hook. There's times where I've taken pictures of the screen and it is so full of life with bait and walleye scattered, you know, most of them along the bottom, a few of them suspended. Usually you get a couple that are inside the bait pods, you know. I mean, but imagine trolling through those fish. And, you know, certainly we pull cranks through them. We drift spinners through them. Our charter boats, you know, most of the summer, they'll drift spinners almost all summer long. Some of them will actually put the downriggers on and troll cranks, you know, late in the summer too, just to, if the fish are real scattered out in the basin, they can fill the coolers pretty quick by, as we call it, combining, you know. But it's kind of, you know, but I'll tell you, it's very, very good fishing in the summer. And that's one of the reasons Lake of the Woods kind of shines. I mean, you know, in end of May and beginning of June, there's a lot of lakes you can go and catch some nice walleyes. But I'll tell you, things get a lot tougher as the season progresses on most lakes.
We haven't talked much about muskies, and I've been hearing, I mean, I've always heard about great muskie fishing, of course, at Lake of the Woods, but it seems like the last couple of years I've just been hearing about it more and more. Like, the muskie fishing has just been great up there.
Yeah, you know, we're known as a world-class muskie fishery, and, you know, you figure the muskie anglers go to the northern part of Lake of the Woods. That's the northwest angle, and, you know, what most muskie anglers do is they'll stay at the angle at one of our nice resorts, and then they'll scoot over the border and fish muskies in the Ontario side of Lake of the Woods. You know, Lake of the Woods has 14,552 islands.
That needs to be on a shirt too, by the way. 14,000. All the islands.
I do have that in the back of a shirt. I have 14,550 islands, over 65,000 miles of shoreline. Man. I actually have a sweatshirt with a map of Lake of the Woods. But, you know, with that kind of those islands and that shoreline, you got just about everything. You got, number one, you get small water, so the wind doesn't really affect you because they're all like little inland lakes. But then you have points, bays, saddles, red cabbage patches. You know, the red cabbage holds a lot of muskies. You just have so much structure, and it's unbelievable. And then, you know, it's interesting too, because, you know, we do have that stained water in Lake of the Woods. So, you know, a lot of the muskie anglers will talk about how important a figure eight is when you bring it back to the boat. You can't see those muskies very far. So you just have to assume there could be one following you, do that figure eight. A lot of fish are caught by the boat. The other thing I hear that some of the better muskie guides talking about is you don't have to have those huge lures on Lake of the Woods. In fact, in many cases, the muskies will prefer the smaller to mid-sized baits on Lake of the Woods, so you don't get so tired out throwing at them. And yeah, it's just a very, very good muskie fishery that way.
And you don't have to, you only have to sell one kidney to buy the muskie baits, then, what you're saying. Yeah. You need to sell both to afford those big giant baits up there.
Yeah, muskie anglers, they're a special breed, you know, and they do have to buy big poles, expensive poles, expensive lure. I mean, but you know, as many of your listeners know, there are some people that when they get bit by the muskie bug, you know what? Everything else is just a bait fish to a muskie. They are after muskies, and that's what juices them up. It's all good. You know?
I get it. I mean, once I started going after big lake trout and big pike, it once you go after big fish, you know, you don't. It's hard to go after small ones after that. You know, you get that itch for the big fish, except for walleyes. That's the one thing I still like. If I could go catch a pile of walleyes with a crack, you know, at a 30. I will still choose that most of the time, but if I know if I'm going to a place where there's some big fish, and obviously Lake of the Woods has got the big fish and the walleyes too. It's kind of a great multi-species destination, but I get it. I just don't have the bank account to become a muskie angler at this point.
Well, you know what I tell you, what a lot of the muskies guys do, guys.